from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I know everything.
Give us a name who you'd like to be coaching this team right now. If you feel that way about Kyle, give us a name, Jay.
I'll give you a name right now. His name is Eric, and he's my mailman.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
And he's my mailman. Yep. Hey, join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park Friday, September 6th for the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament benefiting the Autism Society of San Francisco. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Guru?
All of just my head spinning.
Yeah.
I don't like any of it. Troy Aikman.
Pick out a couple thoughts, and then I'll change the subject. I don't mean it like that, but.
I'll get a tattoo. I could get a sports tattoo of surprise if Brandon Ayuk is not suited and booted for the Niners Monday night against the Jets.
Okay. How's he suited and booted?
In uniform.
I know, but.
They get this fixed. They come to an agreement.
Like you're, this, you're not being specific enough. Do they come to an agreement and Brandon plays
for new
$14 million?
No, new contract. Stoney, that he can't do that to himself, right?
What?
Risk his generational wealth by getting hurt or blowing something or tearing something for 14 M's.
You're assuming
we
that
all understand what he's doing,
but you're on.
This is not Trent Williams trying to come back to the table,
right? But you're operating under the premise that. There's some kind of $26 million offer that's on the table. I'm not sure there is. That's all.
Well, this has gone on so long, it might be gone.
Sure, exactly.
So who do we...
It might be.
Okay, so...
Who do we lash out at?
Yes. who's in... Janet Jackson, who's in control?
Jed York?
No, Brandon. He has to tell the team that was trying to trade for him they had to come with the contract and you know, meet his number. I just never seen a situation to where one day the team is in control and the next day the player's in control. What the F is who's this up to?
Well,
and what happened last thing, Stoney? What happened to addition by subtraction? If this dude is not going to budge, take pennies on the dollar and get this circus out of town. Because that's what this is. It is a, am I wrong, Stoney? This has become a circus.
Well, actually, Evan said something that didn't register with me at all at the time. And I don't know.
For your draft?
No, it actually has, you can weigh in on this. He said, Stoney,
Oh, no, he doesn't talk like that. Steiny.
Now, what does that mean? He doesn't. I don't like people doing goo. I don't do that. Steiny.
Yeah, I don't talk like that.
Hey, slow down, Evan. Go ahead. Evan.
He said, dude, the Cowboys just signed C.D. Lamb. And I said, yeah, okay. And he said, the Cowboys, they're a circus.
Right.
They're a circus, and they've signed their guy.
Wow.
And I said, I guess you could look at it that way.
I get that.
That's the way you meant it, right? That even the Cowboys have signed their guy.
Yeah, when the Cowboys have had a more buttoned-up offseason than you, I feel like you're in trouble.
Are there cracks in the armor off of what Evan just said about what's going on and what's going to go on moving forward? Because Mooney Ward, we all kind of laughed when he asked about Brandon Ayuk a couple weeks ago, and I told you Willard and Dibbs, I wouldn't have said that. I don't think that was a ringing endorsement. Offense has been fine. You know what? Almost like, hey, Brandon, you're in or you're out. That's what I took from that. But everybody kind of, oh, cool, what can he say? What can he say? That wasn't a ringing endorsement, Steiny. This is a circus.
I forget what he said. I can't remember.
I'm paraphrasing.
Exactly.
Basically,
we'll try to find that.
The offenses look good. You know, we've been okay. You know, it wasn't a ringing endorsement to me.
All right.
But to Evan's point, Steiny, this is on. You don't see this with the Niners. Bosa was a holdout. Nobody thought he would be in another uniform. This thing with Filippone in Pittsburgh, everybody, oh, we think it's done. We think it's done. And this has just gone on, like the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like it's stopping anytime soon.
You've seen all these other wide receiver contracts getting done. You saw what Justin Jefferson got. You saw what CeeDee Lamb got. You got 2 years left on this deal. You put up numbers this year. Is any part of you going, I'm gonna get a little bit of that next year?
See, man, I control the things I control, and if the season goes as well as it should, no, you will be right there knocking at the door.
What? Hey, shame on who interviewed. They were baiting Debo. There was no.
Open up.
That was not a cool question. It was all. You know what? He set him up and Debo bit. What can you do with that, Steiny? You going to get yours? All right. Dude, more years.
It's a free for all. It's a free for all in Santa Clara.
Now, to be honest, Debo got his when he did what he did. I would have liked to hear Debo say, I'm focused on the season, and I hope Brandon gets taken care of.
All right. This is why Evan's the man. Here's the Mooney Ward quote that you were talking about.
I think the season hasn't started yet, so we don't know how much we miss him yet. I think the offense is still clicking on all cylinders. You said give you my perspective on what's going on. I mean, I don't know, to be honest. I don't want to say nothing crazy, but they'll figure it out eventually, for sure. They'll figure it out.
Okay. I'm Norman's son. What could he have said that would constitute crazy?
He could have said something like,
B.A., get your ass in here. You tripping?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, cool.
Yeah, something like that.
He said the offense was clicking.
All cylinders. All cylinders.
Oh, boy.
All cylinders. Hey, I'll throw this out, and I'll just look at the text lines and stuff. I mean,
I'm done with them.
We've been hammering.
Yeah, I got dude.
Ayuk and Williams. We talk a little Warriors. There's a little Warriors
stuff.
It's
our show.
Yeah, I know.
Relax. Let your hair down.
Thanks. You know what? Thank you, Goo. You're right. I don't think our. But the bottom line is this is our show, but it's also our listeners' show too, and that's what makes us who we are. And
well, when you have multiple kids like all of us, like both of us, you got to show them all a little attention.
I like when. When our listeners are engaged in our topic, and we're going to take a little sidetrack here, but I think it's interesting. John Salas,
Brandon, that is a four.
Pajemski. There's a story in The Athletic today about Brandon Pajemski, written by Anthony Slater, and I got to tell you, I thought it was very, very interesting. And let me just give you some of the Cliff Notes.
Because I read every word. It was excellent.
You did.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Yep.
So, according to Pajemski, The night of the draft, he was working out, and Mike Dunleavy, Dunleavy came down to Pajemski, and this is what Pajemski said. He said Dunleavy told him, quote, "A lot of these other teams are calling about you. They want you, but you're not going anywhere. You're ours." Okay? Now, I know what he said about Jordan Poole. But now let's fast forward to when the Markkanen stuff was being talked about and the Warriors were down in Vegas for the Summer League. Okay. That's around the same time, new paragraph, that's around the same time Pajemski ran into Warriors owner Joe Lacob. They were both at a Las Vegas Aces game during Summer League, and they crossed paths at halftime. Lacob, according to Pajemski, told him he'd seen Jazz owner Ryan Smith at dinner the night before, and he let it be known Pajemski was protected. Pajemski said, "He told me, you don't have anything to worry about. You're a priority here." I appreciate that. Being a rookie and going into my second year, hearing from such a prestigious organization, it feels good. I'm wanted somewhere, so I appreciate them. I am pretty surprised.
And can I tell you how the Goo computer spit that out? Klay Thompson is no longer a Warrior because they have faith in Brandon Pajemski, Stani. And it's to the degree of something I didn't think was realistic. I love Pods. I love how he plays. I love his bravado. But never in a million years, Stani, did I think he would be an option to be a starter alongside Steph. But forget me and my computer. The Warriors felt that, and it looks like they're going to go into the – I expect him to be starting.
Well, that's the other thing.
That is – they are starting to – boy.
I feel like the way I've read all the Warriors stories this offseason, mm-hmm. whether it's Slater, Kawakami, Marcus Thompson, Monty Poole, I think there's an assumption. You're right. Pajemski's going to start.
There's no – man.
Well, I wouldn't say there's no doubt.
But –
I mean, I think, you know, Melton's got a shot at starting.
But he's not getting talked about like this.
No, he's not.
They're not vetoing trades, allegedly, because of Pods. And for the GM to tell, hey, Steiny, other radio stations are calling for you, buddy. You're not going anywhere. I mean, gosh, I sleep with my thumb in my mouth. I mean, that's when you got to feel, come on, Steiny. I told you and I told Evan, I did not believe the Warriors would not consummate that trade with Markkanen because they weren't willing to give up Pods. But it looks like I'm wrong.
Yeah. I mean,
so what am I missing about? And I love the kid.
And that's where. Because remember, we were talking the other day and you said, Steiny, what do you like about sports? Like, what? You know, you were putting me down. And you said, what do you even like about sports? This is what I like about sports.
And what would you call this, a surprise?
I will tell you. This is what I love about sports. So the Warriors draft Brandon Pajemski, and I watch him play a whole year. I kind of like him. I like him. I thought at times last year he was talked about a little too flatteringly, if that's a word. But he can do some things. I like him. Nice little pick. These are all the things I'm saying to myself. All right, well, now I'm pretty convinced that the organization really likes him.
Right.
And it looks like this kid's going to start. And how about this line? Pajemski and Lacob, however.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Ever are floating all-star as a future path.
So, Lacob said that in an interview in Summer League.
Yes, he did. So this is what I love about sports. We'll find out.
Okay.
We're going to find out.
And
we're going to find out
crazy,
what Dunleavy and Lacob, like, what do you think they see in Pajemski that leads him to believe he can be an all-star?
The same thing the Niners see in between the helmet, in between the eyes of Brock Purdy. I'm not calling Pods Brock Purdy, but the impact, Steiny, is there. He gave us a little last year. There was some hate. You talked about there was a lot of love. There was a lot of hate, too. I think that went into, you know, people thinking, okay, guy from Santa Clara, you ain't on our level. Steiny, I say that because the Warriors are on notice from the chef. And if they believe to their core Pods can deliver the goods and right alongside the Steph, and they still have team success, that's a whole lot of pressure for Brandon. And then when I heard Brandon say this, I got rid of the floater. I'm just letting it go from three now. I'm like, holy hell. Now they've gotten into his psyche, almost, Steiny, real quick here. Let it fly. Play free. And maybe we haven't even seen the best of Pods, but he...
well, we better not have.
Well, I'm just... wow, man. I can't wait.
How about this quote from Pajemski? He averaged 3.2 three-pointers a game. This is what Pajemski said. They want me to take anywhere from 8 to 10 three-pointers per game. That's what they told me. All different types. Off dribble handoffs, off ball screens, catch and shoot. So
I don't remember anything like this in a while.
So I just want to throw this out to Warrior fans. Do you guys see it with Pajemski? And I am not here today. And I know Mr. Pajemski listens sometimes.
Our guy.
I'm not here to say he can't do it. I'm just a little surprised that it's official. The organization is really high on Pajemski, and they are building him up.
And
can y'all agree with, like, yes. this isn't an act.
But
there's something about this kid they really, really like.
We got to double back.
Okay.
We got to double back.
Yeah, I know we do.
And put the rat on the table. Thank you, Evan. Oh. He earned this, though. So this is not him being drafted and us not seeing anything, Steiny. Like it or not, Pods busting his ass, earn this, and earn their trust to be put in this position, which I think is going to equate to a starting role on a Steph Curry, Draymond Green-led Warrior team at the end, hopefully, of a dynasty. Let's just say he couldn't handle it and it went wrong. Stoney, it would be hell to pay. And not just from us, maybe Curry. Like, there's a ton of pressure on Pods, and I believe he loves every minute of it.
And now I'm going to ask you to do something along with me. That's the way they're talking about Pods. Future All-Star, protect. The owner said, you're protected.
Wow.
The GM says, you're not going anywhere. Compare that to Jonathan Kuminga. They have never been vocally as high on Jonathan Kuminga as they are with Pajemski.
But
why?
To that point, it's all about the Benjamins. If they exercise that extension for Kuminga, then he's blown past this. If they give, what is, I mean, he could get that right now, Stoney.
He could get what?
His extent, Jonathan Kuminga.
Right. I wouldn't read, like, I wouldn't.
Well, that's all, but to me, that would be, forget to us saying we think you got the goods, well, we're giving you the money.
This is, to me, it's twofold. The money and then the player. Like, the Golden State Warriors signed Jordan Poole to a contract. So he got the money. But he wasn't in their plans for the future after a year. What I'm getting at is Kuminga might get paid, but I don't necessarily think that means he is going to be a part of this team and a focal point for the next 5 years.
Wow.
He might be. Yeah,
we could throw it to Evan or anybody out there, the listener, Stoney. Okay. What means
How about
more?
This?
Why adjectives from the
Why are
boss?
They higher on Pajemski than Kuminga?
I'm not ready to say they are. If you're going to pay me the money that, I mean, it's an enormous amount for Jonathan Kuminga's tiny. That means way more than, hey, we love him and he's going to start. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. This Jonathan Kuminga is in a position to make a whole lot of money. And if the Warriors give it to him, that supersedes any adjective or good thing they said about the potential of Pajemski, right?
I don't know.
Evan, am I barking up the wrong tree with that?
I mean, I think it's really interesting how they're treating both those players. If they talked about, like, if this piece came out, it was a one-on-one with Kuminga and all the same things are about JK, it would lead me to believe that they're at some point going to come to a contract extension agreement this summer. But there's been very little discussion of that.
Right. While other guys have gotten them in his class.
Yeah, in his class. But, I mean, how I read it is, right now they think Pajemski is a better player.
Wow.
A better overall basketball player.
And somebody who's got cost certainty for the next 4 years, which is the complete opposite of Kuminga. But 888-957-9570 is the number. This is what I love. Being able to watch a guy like Brandon Pajemski and see him blossom into an all-star. And if he does that, then you say, wow, the Warriors really saw something there that maybe a lot of us didn't see. Jay's in Oakland. Hey, Jay, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, I had to call in.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, I had to call in and comment on this. I guess my first question, I'm going to start off with a question. And the question is, what has this leadership currently instructed done in the last 2 years that gives me any faith or any Warriors fan faith that they know what the HELL they're talking about as far as Pajemski or anyone else? Like, seriously. Come on, bro. We got to stop this. I get it. It's, you know, hot takes. We throwing this out there. But my eyes don't lie to me. And my eyes, when I see Pajemski, say he is not a future all-star, and he's not even better than White Dante. Who we let go. Let's keep it real. He's not better than DiVincenzo. So, like, what are we talking about here? I'm sorry to be all angry, but this is guys.
Jay,
we're
obviously
not pitting the two against each other, to Jay's points, Donnie. It's not Kuminga versus Pods.
We can make it that.
Well, I'll tell you what, a super chat from Bill M. They put $5. They probably already told Kuminga that obviously because they didn't trade him, if the Warriors think Pods is better than JK, we are in trouble.
Well, I don't think he's better than JK.
But people are taking it that way.
Well, who cares? The Warriors do not think Pajemski right now is better than
Kuminga. Okay, so Jay should relax.
But he's on a great contract.
No doubt.
He's on his rookie deal, and Kuminga's got to get paid.
And he does a lot of – he's a connected –
Let me ask you this, though.
Go ahead.
Do you like Pajemski at $5 million as a player or Kuminga at $40 million?
Well, Pods
Thanks.
At $5 million.
Well, that's maybe what the 49ers – the Warriors have to decide or are in the process of deciding. It's kind of just like the Warriors, like the 49ers. Maybe Kuminga's the odd man out. I don't know.
So he would be Ayuk. Well, we don't know if Ayuk is out, but yeah, wow.
Yeah, just some food for thought. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Love this guy. Duck Sauce in San Jose. We go way back. What's up, my man?
Yeah, Steiny Goo. Good to talk to you guys in a minute. Yeah, I'm not really a football guy, so when you start talking Warriors, I gotta chime in. So first, I got a take on Kuminga by himself, and then I got a take on him. Pajemski by himself, and then I got a take on him compared to Kuminga. So the first take is I'll fully acknowledge that he had a really good rookie year, you know, by comparisons, leading charge taker. Although I will say that doesn't mean at all that he was a good defender, because he wasn't a good defender other than taking charge. Charges. What I want to say is I'm all for guys having confidence and believing in yourself, because if you don't play with confidence, you're donezo anyway. But I will say this, you know, he made some comments on Twitter or whatever throughout the year talking about like, oh, this one's on me, guys. And I'm not talking about the game where he smoked the layup at the buzzer. It was a different game. And he's talking about this game's on me, or he's talking about, my teammates picked me up tonight. But there's a few times throughout the year, it was just like, to me, it was more having lack of self-awareness, because you're talking like you're an elite player already and you have done nothing to prove that. It's like, you know, back in the day, it's different when a guy like Stephon Marbury, for example. I remember back in the day, he was saying he was one of the best players in the league or the best guard in the league. Yeah, we know he was never near one of the best players in the league. He never sniffed that. But he was the type of guy that had that kind of talent that could say that. Pajemski's not that kind of talent in the NBA. He's just nowhere near that to be that cocky to me. And that's how he comes out. I'm just not a fan of it.
Fair.
The last thing I want to say is he is compared to Kuminga because they're both young and he's kind of, you know, gotten more trust early. It's not fair to Kuminga about – he's also compared to guys like Scotty Barnes and dude from Germany on the Magic. I'm
Wagner.
Tongue-tied, but
yeah, we get it. Yeah, but
hey,
yeah.
Duck Sauce, thanks for the call. We got to run here, but appreciate it. No, I mean, Pods has confidence, and I don't have a problem with it.
Me neither.
But yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. The article in The Athletic by Anthony Slater really hammered home to me that this is not an act by the Warriors. Man. This is not something where they're trying to be cloak and dagger. I think it's official. Like, they really like Brandon Pajemski, and it is clear that they did not want to give him up, and they didn't give him up. And so here we are with him expecting to be paired with Steph Curry in the backcourt this upcoming season. And we're just talking about how you feel about it. Hey, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
I am the system of this show.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, don't forget, we're a week away from the 2024 Red and Gold Summit, Wednesday, September 4th. Once again, we're going to be live from beautiful Fremont Bank, 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dibs get it started, 2 to 4. Then we join them. And we'll be talking about the San Francisco 49ers. So come out and enjoy the fun. And it's open to the public. First come, first served. And if you do this, you did this yesterday. Who's going to be on the team next Wednesday?
Yeah. We got Cam coming up in 30 minutes. He'll give us some nuggets about practice today, but I don't like how the Niners, you tell me what you think of
him. Yeah.
I don't like how they've gone about handling their books. their business this offseason. Okay? I get the holdouts with Debo and Bosa, but this is different. And you brought up TK. The one thing about this that resonates with me, just real quick here about Trent Williams, is they knew about this in March. And I just look at them as the guys that, you know, they're the smart guys. You know, we know how to pass the test. We're taking calculus, not algebra 1A or general math. And we're ready for this, Goo. We saw this. But to go into a big game, a big season against the Jets at home, and the possibility right now of both of them or one not here, it's weird.
Yeah, I mean, as it relates to Trent Williams.
Trent.
I am still treating this as not a lot to see here.
All right. So I mean, something will get done.
Yeah, okay, so they knew in May. All right, we'll deal with that after training camp's over, because we know he doesn't like to go to training camp anyway.
And it's been over, Stardy.
I mean, when you say you don't like how they're doing the books and all that stuff, they may know right now what they're going to pay Trent Williams and what he's coming in for. And so, like, I don't put him in Ayuk's category
No doubt.
Yet.
I hope I'm not sounding like I am, because it's totally different. But bottom line is they're both absent.
Yeah. All right. So the NFL Network, Mike Garofalo, was on this morning, and he was talking about Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers practice. Take a listen to what he said. Now, this was a few hours ago, but listen to what Mike Garofalo said.
So at this point, they get into the practice schedule this week, and they're going to practice this afternoon, and sort of the understanding was that at this point he would practice, so we're going to have to see if he's on the field this afternoon with the San Francisco 49ers. But again, no closer to an extension or a trade there.
All right, so
that's my first thing, Stanley, is why would he practice then? Why would Brandon get on the field?
Maybe as an act of good faith.
Wow.
An act of good faith, and he's showing the Niners He'll get out. I mean, a lot of teams kind of take the tact of, well, we'll negotiate with you once you come into practice. Maybe.
But that could have been done a long time ago, because I guess what I'm saying, partner, is tell me that's some symbolism of progress.
I don't know that I can do that.
But that good faith,
I don't know.
Man.
We got to see. And I'm sure Evan is monitoring Twitter and all the writers, etc. So if Brandon Ayuk is in fact practicing and taking part, I mean, that'll get out there pretty quickly, I would think. And we're also going to know when we talk to Cam Inman at 12 o'clock. But Mike Garofalo reporting that Brandon Ayuk may practice today.
That's a good thing. It has to be.
Yeah, when you ask me, what do you think that means? It's a good question. I'm not sure.
Or if he's not at practice when there's an expectation that this is the time when he should be.
Right. Although, if he's not at practice today, like he hasn't been at a bunch of practices, but he's been to some practices too.
But I mean, would be status quo if he were still to keep doing the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Then I feel like nothing's imminent.
I kind of am with you that there's no way this is a bad thing.
Right.
I'd be surprised. I mean, it could be a bad thing for Brandon Ayuk. I guess of all the explanations, one of them could be he's essentially conceding.
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny. We keep focusing, rightfully so, on Brandon Ayuk and his availability. But all preseason, we didn't get to see the guy that kind of shocked the world, Ricky Pearsall, Stoney. I know he was at practice, but he was in a blue jersey. So I can't wait to ask Cam what's going on with him. Like, is it a slam dunk or certainty that he'll be available week one against the Jets? Could you imagine? I know it's preseason. Let's just say Pearsall was available. He wasn't, Stoney. But if we saw him showing the goods, the precision in regard to route running and yards after the catch, just some glimpses of what he could do, I wonder if that would even shake or had shook Brandon Ayuk in his camp. Like, dude, you watching your replacement? Dude's balling, but there was none of that.
Well,
both were out.
But here's the other thing.
Different reasons.
Jacob Cowing makes the team.
Yes,
he makes the team. And
that did happen.
He's going to get some snaps, apparently.
But Steiner, you got Jennings too. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like a proven OG.
Exactly. The perfect kind of guy you would want to put next to a couple rookies, I guess, right?
To replace 4.5.
Yeah.
Man.
4 plays a game.
Now, 4 big ones.
Now, in fairness, I don't know how, like, we've heard the 49ers value in a big way Ayuk's blocking. But where does that component come into this? Is Ayuk one of the best blocking wide receivers in the league? And is that very important to Kyle Shanahan's system? It seems to be.
Oh, man.
So that's like another aspect they'd theoretically be without.
No doubt. And that's why I brought up Tom Cruise, Donnie. It's all risky. Risky business right now. But if we get to Cam and we find out he's actually out there, Brandon, if I'm a Niner fan, I feel better about that. And like you said, it might not mean diddly squad, but man, that's something that has not happened.
Not yet. Not yet. So we'll keep our eyes peeled on that. We'll have Cam Inman in 20 minutes talking about the 49ers and whether there's any kind of movement at all with some of their holdout, hold-in problems.
We were talking about the fantasy draft tonight, 95.7 The Game, 8 p.m. Oh, right. Christian McCaffrey going number one. Stoney, I got to be honest with you, man. If I had that pick, I wouldn't do it because he is a bell cow.
Yeah.
But this calf situation, and I would have liked, obviously, they would have too. Hey, you know what, Christian? You're not touching the field. But to hear that it was a calf barking or, you know, somewhat bothering him, I don't like that going into the season when you didn't have contact at all and that's bothering you. That's like the old Cadillac with 200,000 miles on it. You know, it's leaked. The tranny is leaking.
200,000
miles? Well, 150. You know what I mean.
How about 75,000?
You get what I'm saying.
No, I get it.
Yeah, he's not 21 or a spring chicken, but he's a bad boy. 28 years old, but that's 30 in the running back world.
So who would you pick first?
Oh, I don't want to tell you. Am I giving you my intel?
Why not? If you have the first pick, I can't touch it.
We don't know who has the first pick.
Who would you? I'll take McCaffrey.
No, he's just asking if I got it, who would I take?
Guru, scared of taking McCaffrey.
The little calf, I'm just telling you. Proceed with caution.
Ken, are you in the league?
First timer.
Kenny!
Ain't my first rodeo, though.
Let's go.
Like a virgin.
Are you guys, this is what I mean. Like, this bothers me. Evan, if you have the number one pick, who are you taking?
Just like my election in November. Can't tell you who's on the ballot.
See, like, I can't believe you. This is real.
You think it's fantasy.
And it's taken over.
Fantasy.
It's a phenomenon
it's
that's been
real.
Here forever.
It's not real. It's fantasy.
You are the man arguing against the world. Why do you think it's so big? Women, kids are. It's almost more
it's
than being
big.
A fan for one team. It's taken over.
It's big because people are whacked. Well, that's why.
Well, we
and
know
this
that.
Is what I mean. This is why I don't want to do it. You guys, like this. You guys.
This dude went to
you
the
guys
chip.
Actually think. You actually think you're GMs.
That's
really
the beauty
do.
Of it.
You're not. You're not.
No, it's not.
You're not even close.
Do you understand it gives you more pleasure Sunday than honing in on one team? You can do that, but then you do it all throughout.
My point is...
Thursday, Monday, Sunday night. You got something. Come on, Matt. Math Steinmetz. M-A-T-H. Math. I think this is a...
No, it's not.
This
it's
is
actually
a
not.
Come on.
You know what?
It's taken over the world.
You know what? I'm game time decision for the draft.
You
guys are a joke. Seriously, you guys are a joke.
What is your deal?
Ken, who would you take if you have the number one pick? And if he says, I'm not doing it.
He's unavailable.
He worked it, Steiny. Come on, bud.
The obvious choice, Steiny.
Christian McCaffrey.
Declined to comment.
Yeah, it's
the obvious choice.
Yeah, thank you, Kurt. Come on, man. Steiny, you sound like my bud Reg Basie, old fossil. Get in the game and play fantasy. This is not the old office pool. The boss missed in the office pool. That thing died. That thing is dead, boss. I didn't have the heart to tell you. Fantasy, this is where it's at.
Bunch of high school Harrys who never were, trying to be something they'll never be. And actually thinking that what they're doing resembles what a general manager does.
I got a ring. I lost it.
You got a plastic ring.
It was metal.
Like, I don't mind fantasy football. What I mind is the people like you who actually think what they're doing is something special and real.
You put the roster together, Steiny, and the players got to stay healthy. All that stuff, man.
Chris and Modesto.
By the way, if there's anything I've learned about GMing this summer, it's that I'd wait 6 months to make my pick.
That's because of the holdouts and hold in.
You know, I always get his stuff.
Listen,
play. He won $400 for almost winning the league, and you don't love the league. You think you would be like, yeah, I'm excited. It's like it never happened.
Oh, I don't think I got paid. I don't remember getting paid.
He gave it to you. Cash.
I swear to God, I don't remember that. I mean,
who could call this station? I'm challenging 888-957-9570 until 2:15 and say they don't like 208. Fantasy.
208.
The early day for you?
Yeah, this is my last probably golfing midweek day of the year.
Wow.
Because next week is the summit.
Yeah, we got the summit, baby.
So I won't be golfing next week. And then the days start getting a little bit shorter. So,
well, you're by yourself. I think 97% of football fans love Yahoo. It's brought in more fantasy. Fans just because of fantasy.
No, I like fantasy. I don't like the way certain people approach it.
No, see, you don't like when I'm happy.
It's not about being happy.
I'm excited about the draft.
Yeah, that's great.
That's driving.
That's great.
You don't like it.
No, that's fine.
There it is. No, it's real. It's not, you don't like when I look forward to something.
It's got nothing to do with the draft tonight. It's, you know what? It does. I wouldn't say irk, but I feel like I must at least be the person to inform you it's not real. It's not real. It's just not. And the way you talk about it with some others around here, you actually believe. I can tell.
But it's like you're golf, Steiny. You're not on the tour.
That's right.
Nobody cares about your handicap, but you take it like you're on the tour.
Is this what's going on?
See, I posted that.
Evan tells you what to say?
Now that hurts.
He said something about golf, didn't he?
No, he said something about Prize Picks.
Oh.
Oh, my God, this dude, man. Steiny, come on, man. Just admit it's a phenom.
I won't.
And this, you're playing fantasy baseball.
A phenom usually applies to something that's new.
Okay, well, it's getting bigger. It's growing. I'm in six leagues, dude, and I already had a draft last Sunday.
That's pathetic.
It's not.
It is.
Dude, it is not. Laying in the bed late night doing your roster, seeing who you're going to bench, seeing who you're going to start, checking stats. Tell me I can't manage. I didn't make the offs last year. That's my only problem. I'm back this year.
Let's go to Montana. Let's go to Larry in Big Sky Country. Oh, yeah.
How are you guys?
Larry, what's up, man?
Hey, I've been a fan for 31 years, and the way I feel about the whole situation with Trent Williams, they've always said Tom Brady is the greatest. You know who the best left tackle is? Trent Williams.
Anthony Munoz.
We think the whole situation with Trent Williams. Otherwise, as a fan, I love every one of my players. They should trade every one of them, because if you don't have Trent Williams, we lose.
Well, I agree.
Game over.
Hey, Larry.
I agree, Larry,
what made you call today from Montana? But first of all, we appreciate it.
I watch a lot. Sir, I'm a loyal 49ers fan for over 31 years. The reason why I picked this team, I was born in 1978, or I think about 88, 89. It said Montana. Joe Montana. I'm from Montana. I picked the team, and they've been Super Bowl champions. I've never ever turned my back on them. But right now, I'm at the point where You know, I'm about to see our season flash if we don't have Trent Williams.
Man.
I wish somebody could throw a bug in Kyle Shanahan's ear and saying, do you can have any wide receiver in the NFL? Trent Williams makes Brock Purdy, Brock Purdy.
Wow.
Larry, let me guess. Bozeman. You're from Bozeman.
No.
Don't tell me.
Great.
Give me that. Give me three. Great Falls.
Yep.
Right? Kind of right in the middle.
Yep.
And what's above Montana? It's Canada,
well,
right?
You're looking at a map.
I am looking at a map.
Oh, but I thought it was off the cuff.
Hey, Larry, I've been to Billings.
Yeah.
Do you like Billings?
Oh, I love our state. I just wish we had professional sports and stuff. I've been born and raised and lived in this whole state. I grew up in northeastern part of Montana, basically to Williston, North Dakota, to Canada, the peak.
Gotcha. Hey, Larry, let me ask you this. Do you deer hunt?
No, I bow hunt, though.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
I can't have a gun. There's your answer.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
Hey, Larry, don't be a stranger.
Yeah. And listen to 2 o'clock to Kyle and John Lynch talk. Maybe they'll give you an update on old Trent.
What's your
You're
favorite?
Smiling.
Well, because he became a 49er fan because he's from Montana.
And said your boy's
the
best.
Quarterback was Joe Montana. Yeah.
But he said Trent is the best L tackle ever. And I think that's what happens, Donnie, when it's all said and done. The man is money.
I love geography. I love maps. I love maps.
But
I really
hate fantasy, but I get it.
Hey, how about this? You know what I did? So, you know, I was get the drop ready. You know, I went to London a month ago.
Yeah.
You know what I do? All ride long. I look at that plane and where it is over the earth, and then I zoom in and zoom out, and then I look out the window and I think, up there on the left is where Halifax, Nova Scotia is. And then I look back at the map and I expand it and then I make it smaller and I see we've gone a little while longer. And that's what I do. Those things are great. You know what I'm talking about now, right?
Yeah.
Goo.
I've never done it.
Goo, they used to not have those on planes.
Wow.
Now they have them on everyone. What are they called? Satellite?
I'm just blown away how you open up and let us in your world.
We were over the Arctic Circle, and if you looked out the window, like you could see ice chunks in the water.
So you're one of those with the window open? Oh, my God. We'd have problems.
Okay, hold on. Hold the phone. You could not see ice chunks from 30,000 feet.
Absolutely.
I'm going to let you handle this.
Absolutely, positively.
You cannot see a chunk from 30,000
It's not an ice cube. It's a piece of ice that's as big as a building,
you
is what I'm saying.
A massive piece of land
that's right.
On a clear day from 30,000
yes.
feet.
Yes.
How good is your eyesight? You can't see the reeds.
That hurt. That had to hurt. Just own it.
888-957-9570. Can we get an aeronautics expert in here? You tell me.
I'm believing you because it sounds like you've seen it. But Evan got me thinking maybe it might have been something else.
I have seen it. You fly like over the Arctic Circle. You look at where you are. You can actually look then out the window and see. I can actually see the shape of the map and how it matches the real shape of the land. Because it's so vast. Come on, somebody help me. Evan's just trying to yuck my yum right now. And you guys are just jealous that I can sit on a plane and I don't need with my phone and my movies.
Give me the internet. $8.
All right, Mike's in San Lorenzo. Hey, Mike. Flight tracker.
What's good, Sonny? How you doing?
Oh, dynamite.
What's up, baby?
Not much. Just wanted to go ahead and cover fantasy, and I do know what you're talking about with the plane. They just installed them on American Airlines. When I took a trip recently, I was watching the entire time where we were at over the ocean,
we were in the Mediterranean, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But
so
I just wanted to go ahead and say, man, I'm in five leagues.
Oh, yeah.
It's a love and hate relationship, especially because of the five leagues. I actually have a draft in about 6 hours.
So do I.
And then I got four more on Saturday. Yeah, good luck to you, Goo.
Let's go.
I want you all to have a good time. Definitely, I'm a four-time Super Bowl winner in my main league.
Oh, Mike, see, this is what I mean. Hey, last
this
thing.
Is what I mean.
Do you have the same name for all leagues, or do you change them for each league?
So I have the same name for three leagues and two different ones for the other two
Look
leagues.
Look at my man. Good luck, brother.
Hey, Mike.
Mike.
Go for it, Tiny.
I hate to break it to you, but you're not a Super Bowl winner. Okay?
I could show you the truth.
I believe you, baby.
Mike.
Yeah.
Especially on Yahoo. Yahoo is the best one.
Mike.
There you
Yahoo
go.
Yahoo is the best one for sure.
Mike, you
Look
did not
him.
Win the Super Bowl.
Yes, he did.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
And you
it.
Think you're a pilot, flight tracker. Dude, you are so amazing.
Jared in Walnut Creek. Hey, Jared. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I love Flight Tracker. I'm 54 years old. I've been a pilot for 20 years. That is so much fun.
It's incredible.
What do you mean? It's so much fun.
It's better than an arcade game.
Mm-hmm. It's like watching Waze as you drive. What's going on?
And you can see glaciers from 30 or 40,000 feet up there as well. You definitely can. They're not ice cubes. They're glaciers, man.
Yes. Thank you. Jared, you're the man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Even if you can see them, that don't interest me.
Number one,
it's fun.
You did not say glacier. You
Ooh.
Said chunk.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a chunk of ice that's peeled off a glacier, and it just is floating. Lots of them.
I believe you can see an entire glacier.
Look, you're wrong, okay? That we know, because Jared was a pilot.
Yeah, look at him. Dude, my dude's in five leagues, man.
He actually said, Mike said he won the Super Bowl.
What don't you get?
He did.
All right, man.
It's the worst.
So had you won the golf tournament you and Dibs went up to, you would have came back and said you would have felt good. It's just like you're golfing
right.
and my hooping.
But
it's not real.
But I wouldn't have come back and said, I just won a major.
We would have had 5-10 minutes on you winning. That's what would have happened.
You're missing the point. He didn't win the Super Bowl.
Yes, he did.
It's delusional, and it's just...
You made the Super Bowl. Willard just beat
you. No,
I
did not.
And I wonder how much of this is about.
Nothing.
Had you won, you'd probably be just glistening, just... And now all of a sudden,
hey, by the
way,
did you see Hawkinson starting on the pup list?
I did see that.
Don't draft him early.
I did see that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe you asked who would you draft first. That's a secret, man.
I'll draft McCaffrey first.
If I tell him McCaffrey, he's going to take my guy. You guys are sick, actually.
The boss said office pool. That's kind of
now they do got Survivor where you pick a new team each week, Steiny. I'm in three of those.
Steiny would love Microsoft Flight Simulator.
You need something.
I wonder what that is. I am excited. Hey, we got Cam Inman on the other side. We'll get some news about Brandon Ayuk. There was a report that he might practice today. We'll find out if, in fact, he did. Cam Inman on the other side works for Bay Area News Group, NFL reporter, 49er beat writer. He also just came out with a book called The Franchise, San Francisco 49ers. What's coming up? On the Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment also brought to you by Chilton Auto Body.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.